שאלה הראשונה.
The first question.
בשביל מה בכלל אנחנו צריכים להתעסק
בגרופה? Why should we even engage in the group?
כדי לשלם למורה שיהיה יותר קל.
Within the group, in order to pay the creator, so it would be easier, like in a university. What do we need the group for? I know that if I was in a, not a king, but a prince, if I was a prince, then my mom and dad would be bringing for me all kinds of educators, the best ones, and they would be teaching me privately. For each profession, I would have, I would have 20 such educators and teachers, and they would all be taking care of me. So a common person on the street cannot arrange that for himself, so they get together in groups, in classrooms, as we call it, in schools, and they are being taught this way. What do we have a group for? For the same reason? Please.
האם כל אחד רוצה שהרב יהיה לו אישי?
Does each one of us wants to have a personal rav?
קדימה.
Let's go.
רוצה שכל אחד יהיה לו אישי, כן.
Yes, everyone wants to have a personal rav, yes.
Rav, why is our study taking place in a group specifically?
Because everyone receives forces, as if his own force, he has no chance of advancing, hence, therefore, by being in a group, he receives the power to advance.
Actually, what we want to reach is to put together the broken vessel, and it cannot burn by yourself. So you have to have a group, because there is the work, there you practice connecting.
Yes, precisely, this is what I was thinking. This is our field of work that we need. It's not a matter of receiving certain knowledge from up here. We need to work in a group.
Also, with respect to the group, you can discover faster your own nature, how much you're truly loving or hating the others.
The group is... the group is a gathering of people with the same goal as yours. And through connecting, aiming at the goal together, you discover that the goal is between you, and the goal is to connect.
Because without a group, you have nothing to work on. You need friends in order for you to have some connection between you that you can work on.
Basically, we're learning that all I see outside of me are elements of my own, which I need to connect to myself pretty much, so I have nothing what to study alone. I'm searching how to connect to my parts, or how do I gather them back into one kli, only in the group.
Beyond that, here it is a place like nowhere else. You have to have the help of the friends, because you discover that on this path you cannot move forward a millimeter. You need all the strength and support of the friends.
And also, if it seems to someone that he wants to have as a private teacher, I think it's a lie, because he would have liked him in a distance and in a certain... the illusion that he wouldn't be able to connect to him without the connection in the center of the group.
Without the group, there's nothing to scrutinize, without trying to come closer, without trying to love the friends. There's no other way to discover what you have to correct. And by succeeding with the help of the friends, to build the kli in order to receive the light, in order to keep correcting.
The group gives power to continue. However, the exercise here is that you need to give the power. And the more you give, the more you receive. For that you need a group, otherwise you have nowhere to give or to whom to give. It's all an illusion.
Actually, in this work, you build an environment, and this environment affects you. Our study is not just a collection of a certain number of pieces of knowledge. Rather, it is self-change. In order to change internally, you need an environment to affect that change on you. So you have to build this environment that will influence you beyond the study itself.
Rav, why every change, individual change of the person, is in accordance, is in order to match himself with the other, with the friend, say. Why? All the changes in man are only in order to adapt himself to the connection with the friends, to match himself to that connection.
What we talked before is that the group is the field of work. So it actually makes sense. The changes we have to go through, our work is in connection with the friends.
Because by that he nullifies ego and enters a connection above it, with the quality of bestowal.
Yes, the connection between the friends coming closer symbolizes for us our coming closer to the parts that were broken away from us, and the recognition that I am nothing. On my own behalf, I bring nothing except the desire to connect to the whole, which is the only thing that is true.
And that's what's so nice in this wisdom. It cleans off you many, many confusions and puts you very plainly in front of what you need to do in this life, be it correcting your relationships with the friends and between you and the rest of humanity, thus position you really in front of these things, from the love of the creatures to the love of the Lord.
This feeling that there are so many people and we're all separate from one another is exactly an outcome of our ego that has developed and grown. There is the place of the correction. In an aware manner, to come back and correct this picture into one whole thing, that it's not parts, it's one whole thing. Therefore, every movement which is in this direction of discovering the connection is in the right direction. Only there we can correct my own state, my own vision, my own perception.
Yes, I need to say this is something really non-trivial, not taken for granted. It's not something we think about naturally. We have many goals in life and concept is renewed and thrust in many directions. Only if there is a true group and love and all means that constantly aim you back, then you can advance.
And this advancement is in the matching, the adaptation to the connection in the group. Only there is change, because that is actually the place over which comes the demand. It's the only thing towards which a connection is built, and a need for the Creator to enter there and to actualize this connection.
Yes, this realization come in a very simple actions, like we see in an article, in a circle, sorry. We start discussing any topic in the world, and we discover that this is the true field of work. This is the place where I discover myself, when I try to discover you guys. And when I'm engaged in it alone, maybe the most exalted things, but if I engage in it alone, it's worth nothing, because I always interpret it according to the ego. And here I have a chance of working with the Creator, with his representatives, the way he is revealed in a true fashion.
The friend said nicely that this is the place where I discover myself in this work with the friends. Because what I perceive as myself right now is not really so. Each one of us is really searching for that self, which is in the end is really in the connection between us.
This self always care to justify myself, always will always find reasons why everything is fine, why I'm fine. Hence, only in the work, in connecting with the friends, I can receive indication to my true state. Only through them I can see my real state, and then I can change with them.
Rav, how can we measure between us our states of advancement if, all in all, what we are about to discover is the correct connection between us of 10 sefirot? The corrected relationships between us are called a partzuf. And the common effort from that Partsuf will be called the Rosh of the Partsuf, and then we will discover the mutual quality of love and bestowal, which is called Bore, Creator. Come and see. There is such a thing. Then how can we measure between us on a daily basis whether we are advancing towards that, at least towards the first corrected state, which is the purpose of the whole wisdom of Kabbalah? That's what it's destined for, and that's what the whole reality, the whole of humanity has to come to. How do we measure our spiritual advancement in practice, in the relationships between us, in the connection between us? Please.
Well, I don't know, I'm not sure what's the most correct way, but everyone can run criticism over himself, as we spoke in recent lessons, truly see how much he's working in that, how much he's longing to be there.
Advancement is towards the connection with the Creator, and the connection with the Creator can be revealed only in the corrected relationships between us. There's no other way except, the form of bestowal can be revealed only with respect to the others, and we can measure only there. You can measure according to the desire that is suddenly natural for me to take care of the friends. Surrounded by such events every day, if I find myself awakening concern towards the friends, that is a sign that I'm coming closer to feeling him as a part of myself and I'm on the right path. Yes, how much do you feel them as close? Truly so, simple. How much do I feel that the friends are close? And the more I feel them as close, I think this is the indicator that shows me if I'm even on the right path. I actually felt the opposite. The more I feel rejection from the society, the more I don't feel like, the more I don't want it, but I succeed in overcoming it and performing actions that are for connection, for a better relationship. Maybe that is a measurement of my spiritual advancement. Yes, it doesn't really matter if right now I feel rejection or coming closer, but I very much care about it. That's something that I really identify with. It's not some group of people that is engaging in something and I do something else, or it's really something that's mine. And the ability to make an effort, even if it's artificial, in showing closeness, showing affection, in spite of the inner turn-off, that is the first step in beginning our advancement. And it really gives us an indication. If I'm capable of playing this game, acting towards the friends in order to uplift their spirit in spite of whatever my mood is like. Rav, how does it happen that by me awakening the friends towards connection, by that I'm actually doing my work in coming closer to them? I don't have any other work. Simple. Only to evoke them towards connection. I don't have to overcome myself, make something out of myself, rather only one thing, to awaken the friends. That's it. How can it be that by that I do all of the work of the Lord that I'm supposed to do? Please.
If I succeed in awakening what's outside of me, outside of my ego, it means that I manage to care for something that is in a form of bestowal, in a form that I care for the friends, is the manner by which I come closer to the Creator's behavior.
In any case, it's a kind of simulation. But let's say simply, if I evoke them, then they become important to me because I invest in them and they become important to me, and then everything is already in them and the goal becomes important to me.
What I want to achieve is exceeding myself and reaching the love of others to discover the quality of bestowal between us, meaning that I'm thinking about them. So the moment I do that and all that I care is to awakening them, then I no longer think about myself, I think about them, and by that I pretty much realizing the goal. I'm constantly outside of myself.
Yes, like cells in the body. Naturally, each one of us, each cell wants to take care of itself and develop itself, but actually that's not the goal. The goal is, if at all, to awaken those on the outside, connect with those that are on the outside.
Because this is the expression of relinquishing a minimum restricted sensation in my life to a broader sensation between feeling the individual and the whole body. However, you need to awaken them to be in connection with them. This is what is called to be in relationship towards them.
Yes, and you don't have to go far. If I will manage to awaken you right now, if in this workshop I need to bring us to a more connected state by me giving you inspiration, it will also engulf me, it will put me in the right environment, and it will also cause you to actually, because you are everything for me. You are the my environment where I work. You are the revelation of the Creator for me.
I've said once that all one has left in life is investing in people, investing in the friends. If one put all its force in that, can reach something. Hence, this is our whole work, and I don't really invest something that is outside of me. This is my true self.
Yes, and there is this magical circle here, because the more I awaken the friends, then there I'm more alert, and then my environment is affecting me stronger to awaken me even more, so we're kind of spiraling upwards all the time.
Yes, it sounds easy. It really sounds like an amazing mechanism like that. You need to constantly care to be in it. And you really see, in sense, that if you are continuing with it, that's what's working.
And this is actually the degree by which I also awaken the bestowal of the Creator and bestowing to the Creator in this work. Because the only place where He can be revealed towards me is that is my corrected relation is in the form of my corrected relationships with the friends. So it turns out that if I awaken them, I am actually awakening the Creator.
How by awakening the friends, I am using commandment, do not do to your friends what is hated by you, and love their friends as themselves. How will I know how to awaken the friends, what's good for them, what's worthwhile, what to bestow upon them, as to undo to your friends what is hated by you and love their friends as they self. How do I realize it?
There is a first stage where you avoid, you check what you would like to happen in this situation, and you avoid doing something to others. You simply put yourself in his place, and it brings you to the ultimate degree of love, thy friend as yourself. That's feeling him more than yourself, feeling him as part of your aura. Organs.
Indeed, it's a question that's sometimes a bit confusing, but if you placing before you the goal constantly and you remember that you have to help the friend to reach the goal, then you're aimed correctly more or less, and through the situation the friend goes through, you're trying to see how can you assist him and connecting it to the goal.
And naturally, by our own nature, we are egoists. We want to take advantage of our environment. So in that place, we put that block, that stop. I'm not going to do it to the friends. I'm not going to take advantage of the friends. Then comes the second stage, where by coming to know my nature, then I want, you know, love thy friend like yourself. I want them not to do it for me, and I want them to awaken me, so I awaken them. And then begins this circle that we talked about before, of love their friend as they self. Each one knows exactly what he needs, and he's doing it for them.
Basically, as we spoke once, possibly awakening the friends is already on the degree of fun that your friend was hated by you, because basically thinking, I wouldn't like everyone to be still and no one would put the exertion. So already by that state, that already pushes you towards action.
It's very simple to know what it is that I hate. So I look at the friends and immediately I recognize what I hate in him and what I hate in him and what I hate in him on the path, and these feelings pull me down. That's what it seems to me, that they as if are pushing me down. So from that I can learn what I have to do, what kind of relation I have to project towards the friends, and to be certain that by me seeing them in that manner, this is actually don't do to your friend. About these things, about these finding flaws, disqualifying, don't do that.
Rav, meaning all our work is all in all coming to a very simple sentence. Stay away from bad and do good towards the friends in the group. Right? How do we divide that, actually, or precisely?
Stay away from the bad actually means don't do what is hated by you, avoid things, don't disturb the system that is moving forward. Do good is when you recognize already, after you take a step sidewards, you didn't obstruct the system, you saw how the system is moving and what's the right direction, which is a serious scrutiny. Do good is when you give the strength to advance the system from yourself. To push it in the right direction and you flow along with it. You're not passive anymore.
Exactly. Care not to do what you wouldn't like others to do to you, as you said here before. And do good. Simply pass all that you can to give in your forces and ask for that you delight will pass on to the friends. This is eventually what they need of you, to be the same part in the system that doesn't disturb the light passing on.
For us, bad means self-reception. So stay away from the bad is don't receive for yourself. Do good is bestow, awaken the friends, make them happy, give them a good spirit, remind them the importance and greatness of our goal, how much this is the thing for which it is worth living. That's it.
Yes, if resembling it to kind of a cogwheel in the system, then stay away from bad is, first of all, you're not objecting or resisting, you're participating. And do good, you're already checking out how can you add to that motion.
Maybe stay away from the bad is don't disqualify the friends. Do good is always see them as greater than yourself and add to that more.
Love, when we are about to connect, the connection can be only among equals, but we are all different, with a greater or lesser desire to receive, or a character of different forms. In short, if we're like in a puzzle, yeah, or in a Lego, then each in a different manner. So how can we be equal in the connection between us?
We can be equal in our common goal. If our common goal is to hold that living body between us, then it's just like in the activity of the man's body. There are not two cells who are identical. They can be very close in their function, they can be very close in their form, but they are not identical. If they were identical, they would be canceling one another. This is what we are like. We have a common goal that this body would be alive between us. The connection between us will resemble the upper.
Yes, we must remember that everyone is equal towards the Creator, towards the upper force. Maybe like kids with respect to the mom, that maybe she treats everyone differently, with everyone has different qualities, but it really doesn't matter, because everyone is needed for the system equally, and everyone complement one body that is, at the end of the day, is what facing the upper force.
Yes, we actually are like different angles of observation, of perspective of the same body. This complex is built from all of these different perspectives, these angles all together. So it is impossible for something to be lacking in this whole thing. The moment that something is lacking, it's not whole. And in that respect, we're equal, because the dependency of the wholeness, perfection, is that everybody is there. And the fact that each one is different is just another aspect of the same thing. So the importance of these different perspectives also brings equality.
Indeed, it doesn't matter that if we all different, what's important is how everyone in his relative aspect invest. And if we come to it, equality occurs.
And investment is internal. We're talking about changing man's attitude. There's nothing here that really obstructs that equality, even if I have this kind of beauty or that kind, in order not to see a flaw in the friends, to, you know, in the connection, the way I usually disqualify them, the effort to see them as that they are connected, that the Creator is working through them, it is upon me to do. Doesn't matter what kind of traits of character I have, and also to see them as greater than myself. That's also my inner work. I can be the most introvert and quiet person and appreciating the society. There's no problem here.
Rav, why do we need to exert so much in order not to imagine or describe to ourselves the Creator in any form or character? Why, again, repeating, why do we need to exert so much not to describe the Creator in any form or shape or image?
Any other form, any small change that I will insert into what we talked about right now will come from my ego, and it will distort the picture. I have no chance to interpret anything by myself, because the moment that I enter my own personal interpretation, instead of mixing with the friends, in being included with the friends, I'm confusing and putting in the perception of reception, which is the opposite from the Creator. From that moment on, everything is unreal and I cannot trust anything.
Because at the end of the day, you need to process that self, the way one feels himself today, and be integrated in a different self, a creature that indeed we're facing this upper force. But at the end of the day, bestow upon the friends is what I need to come to, because this quality is what I need and not any other character or anything like that. Rather, simply this quality to be dressed in me, this form, so that I'll be in its same form of it. Then I'll reveal it.
Also, the moment that I'll give the Creator some form, some shape, I immediately separate him from all other things that I didn't give them that form. And the Creator is actually the complex of everything together. So he is a quality, is something that surrounds and engulfs everything. If I give him an image, then I immediately separate him from other things that I create too, so it cannot be him anymore.
Yes, we are supposed to attain the Creator between us. And every character or image I give, it's as if shortening the path. And there's no such thing. I remember once hearing the Creator is something that revealed between people. It was a surprise. It's like, wow. It's, what kind of a thought is that?
Because the Creator, if he's not depicted to us in our corrected relationships, then certainly it supports our ego, and that's a lie. And a form that doesn't have any image is constantly renewed, because my attitude always towards the group is developing and growing and getting on new forms, and on top of it, I have to build a new Creator, a new quality.
Meaning, because the Creator is the same form of connection, the correct form of connection between us that we attain, then we are forbidden to imagine it before we reach it, because it corrupts our work. What is this form of connection, that the right, corrected form of connection that we attain, which is the image of the Creator? Come and see. Bo or eh? Come and see. What is that corrected form of connection between us called Bore?
It is the form of connection where I disappear in it and I discover that all of my essence, all that I am, is actually in what is outside of me, in my relation to it.
When we are in mutual bestowal, in such connection that no one cares for himself at all, rather all the concern and occupation is longing for the friends, for the same upper force, for it to be revealed.
And we feel ourselves as part of a great system. We feel that what is important is this system. And inside of this system, each one of us is operating in a way that is thinking about how can he benefit the others, and he receives from them whatever they give him. And in the end, what he needs, because they think about him and he thinks about them and nobody is thinking about themselves. So the system becomes perfect.
First of all, I'd like to be happy to speak more than emotion and the perception of this connection. But what we know is the opposite of this whole perception, the inner desire.
This form actually is our effort on top of the opposite form, that suddenly we will discover that there is this ability to be above that feeling of myself and only being inside of myself in all of my sensations. Specifically on top of that, suddenly there is this ability to go out towards the friends and feel them above the natural rejection.
Love. Meaning, towards the right connection between the friends, I need to relate to it as the highermost value, bowing towards it, and bring to it all my sacrifice, which is everything. And in that, I am building, I'm doing my Creator. As it is written, you have made me. Meaning the form, the right or correct form of a group is the upper sanctity. Right? It is the temple as the vessel and the revelation of the light in it as the upper force, as the Creator. Right? So how should we change our relationships towards the group from now and towards what's correct?
Indeed, this whole workshop, I have this feeling as of from now on, because from now on is the only thing that is true, that is real. In the future, we're all very good, you know, good guys, very, you know, there are these researchers, you know, studies that show that in the future we'll all be very generous, very patient. But right now is what matters. And this perception that what is happening right now between us, that's what we need to make into the temple, into holy for us as the uppermost thing.
Indeed, all this path is renewal, that constantly you're starting anew and you're building again your connection on a different level with the friends. And you see that there's always room to add in that.
To add, greater bestowal means constantly worry, constantly care that when I'm with the friends, I think about them, I try to make it good for them. If they feel good, I'm happy. And it has nothing to do with what I feel. My happiness or my good sensation comes from their state. So through that,
yes, if you do it, it's holy within you, then you really raise it in value above everything else. It's truly that connection to be in them, to be outside of it. You're really doing it, raising it up to the mountain.
And we will ask for help to be a little bit outside of our own radius, our own circle. and come out, even to some extent, to go against that ordinary feeling, to make some sort of an action of awakening towards the friends, even the smallest thing throughout the day. Every time that I have an opportunity to see how I artificially awaken the friends.
In this artificial awakening, I must ask for the right intention for it, because by myself I can't. It's not my nature to bring the right intention. My nature is to do the action, which also daylight perform that, but let's say I do it. But I have an opportunity to ask to know what the light choose to do, how does it advances me in every action, every connection with a friend.
It's amazing sometimes these two extremes where you're here in this wisdom that is talking about such sublime things. On the other hand, a small gesture towards the friends, winking some word, inverts this whole picture, and both of you are suddenly directed towards the goal and the importance of this sublime goal. So you really need to notice every second, every minute there is an opportunity to bestow, and these are not complicated big things. You simply have to search for these opportunities and take advantage of them.
Rav, in what condition, under what condition my attitude towards the friend or my action towards the friend or the group turn from corporeal action to spiritual action? Under what condition my attitude, my action towards the group or the friend turn from corporeal into spiritual?
If the purpose of this attitude or action is for greater connection towards the attainment of the quality of bestowal, then it's a spiritual action. It can be something corporeal. Maybe I need to eat in order to have the strength to awaken the friends. Then this eating becomes spiritual. If I had to eat because the food is important for me, then it's corporeal. If I eat in order to have the strength for them, then it's spiritual.
Yes, I think it's a matter of being a goal-oriented in it and the intention, which is basically roughly more of the same. Why am I doing it for? Do I aim for extra connection of the whole group, for it to add? Simply, I've lost the contact.
Whether the relationships between us are in order for us to have some nice relationships between us, or that in my attitude I want to have the revelation of bestowal. That is, that in my attitude, what will clove in it, which is something that I cannot bring by myself, I can only aim, I can only want for it to be the outcome of my action, that this force will clove in it, this bestowal, that corrected relationship.
I myself towards the light and feeling it, versus trying to do something out of myself and adapt reality to my ego.
To check that I'm aimed at bringing contentment in my work with the friend at that situation.
Where these corporal actions are for the sake of attaining greater connection between us, a more correct connection. And the moment it's aimed there, it turns into part of the spiritual advancement.
And I'm also thinking about the actions we perform in dissemination. There's a very big spectrum of things that we do throughout the day in the work, all kinds of opportunities. If I don't add the intention, the goal, then I become just some simple worker like in any other place.
Yes, constantly to want to be so that our goal would be realized, the goal in general of the whole life, when we realize that by having the right corrected the relationship between people, then the Creator would be able to be revealed, and that's our goal in spirituality.
Rav, how do I persuade myself that specifically inside of the group, all of my spirituality is there? How do I build for myself proofs, evidence, persuasion, self-persuasion, that inside of the group, there I find my internality, the Creator, my next world, the end of my correction, it's all there. How do I depict that to myself, envision it? I depict it, I picture it, form it.
This is precisely why I need to work in the society, the groups. I have to care for my friends, to be in the right intention in order to surround myself with this environment. I have to adapt myself to this system, to the system in a manner that is external to me.
He said, depict, or, you know, paint. I have this image that everything is really in the depth of the society, of the group, and you constantly have to dig in and enter it and enter it and enter it more and more. And really there's infinite depth to it. The work there is as much as you want. The more you persist in that and really push into the center of the group, the hearts of the friends, there you feel that indeed everything is there.
It also helps, on the other hand, the opposite force that when you are outside of the group, what you discover is that it is a desire to receive for oneself, ego, the ego celebrates, and then you understand that in the group, that people like yourself wants to exit that place and discover the opposite, discovering how the quality of bestowal is working. So those two opposites establishing a picture that indeed can be achieved, attained, that only in the group your spirituality can be attained.
I think it's related to what we talked about before, that what helps us create this picture, make it tangible and alive, is that I awaken the friends when I invest in the others, because otherwise it becomes kind of theoretical and it evades you. But naturally, it just evades you. But when I constantly try to invest in the others, it stays alive.
Every time awakens me a sensation that is opposite to the beautiful depiction that I want to feel. I need to search where can I see in the chibur, in the connection, a completion. To see that specifically that sensation is an invitation on the part of the Creator to invite him into this connection.
We really receive the gift by us, seeing that we're not suitable for something, we can't get along in some situation. That's the most important gift, because that is our way to know what we need to correct. And it appears to us as though we would like to be complete, but how will we be complete if we won't see this corruption? So
it turns out that all the engagement of a person beside the connection, beside engaging connection, is called idol worshipping. And towards that, the world has to come now, towards such determination. How can we, also in our work and in our dissemination, can assist and determine the world for a scale of merit, tip the world for a scale of merit? All the work beside connection is called idolatry. It's called idol worshipping. So how do we tip the world for a scale of merit? So write it down. This is your homework. How do you call it? Your daily task. Yeah, the daily task. And we'll go back to our places.